From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, January 20th, 2017. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter, found on the web at arrl.org. I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X. Carla Pereira is on assignment this week. In this week's report, a new Amateur Radio Parity Act bill is introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives, the ARRL Board of Directors meets in Connecticut, and Hamvention says they are ready to deal with the anticipated traffic flow at the new venue. Those stories and others, plus Bruce Page, KK5DO, with this week's satellite update, all coming up now.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Greg Lindstrom, K5GSL of Little Rock, Arkansas, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
H.R. 555, the new Amateur Radio Parity Act bill, has been introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives. The bill's language is identical to that of the 2015 measure, H.R. 1301, which passed in the House late last summer but failed to gain the necessary support in the waning days of the U.S. Senate. As with H.R. 1301, the new measure introduced on January 13th in the 115th Congress was sponsored by Representative Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, with initial co-sponsorship by Representative Joe Courtney of Connecticut and Representative Greg Walden, W7EQI, of Oregon. Walden now chairs the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, to which the new bill has been referred. H.R. 555 will get an initial airing in the Subcommittee on Communications and Technology. When H.R. 1301 came up in committee, Walden spoke forcefully in favor of the measure, which ultimately attracted 126 House co-sponsors. Representative Kinzinger has again stepped forward to introduce this important legislation, said ARRL CEO Tom Gallagher, NY2RF. His commitment stems from exposure to what the amateur radio community brings to the service of all communities. ARRL and radio amateurs nationwide owe Representative Kinzinger a resounding thank you for his efforts on their behalf. H.R. 555 calls on the FCC to establish rules prohibiting the application of deed restrictions that preclude amateur radio communications on their face or as applied. Deed restrictions would have to impose the minimum practicable restriction on amateur radio communications to accomplish the lawful purposes of homeowners associations seeking to enforce the restriction. The ARRL Board of Directors will convene January 20th and 21st in Windsor, Connecticut. The full board gathering will be preceded by the new director and vice director orientation and the meetings of the Programs and Services and Administration and Finance Committees. The prime topic on the agenda will be the new Amateur Radio Parity Act bill, H.R. 555, just introduced in the U.S. House. In addition to discussing a wide range of FCC and regulatory issues, the board will vote on the 2017 financial plan, elect members to the Executive Committee and to the ARRL Foundation Board of Directors, and designate new committee assignments. Second Vice President Brian Milshowski, N5ZGT, will report on a study addressing revitalization of the Official Observers Program. The board will also hear a report from the Entry Level License Committee, chaired by New England Division Director Tom Vernet, K1KI. Radio Amateurs of Canada President Glenn McDonnell, VE3XRA, and International Amateur Radio Union President Tim Ellum, VE6SH, will attend as guests of the board. ARRL has asked the FCC to allocate a new secondary contiguous band at 5 MHz to the amateur service while also retaining 4 of the current 5 60-meter channels and current operating rules, including the 100-watt PEP effective radiated power limit. The federal government is the primary user of the 5 MHz spectrum. The proposed action would implement a portion of the final acts of World Radio Communication Conference 2015 that provided for a secondary international allocation of 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz to the amateur service. That band includes 5358.5 kHz, one of the existing 5 MHz channels in the U.S. Such implementation will allow radio amateurs engaged in emergency and disaster relief communications, and especially those between the United States and the Caribbean Basin, to more reliably, more flexibly, and more capably conduct those communications before the next hurricane season in the summer of 2017, ARRL said in a January 12th petition for rulemaking. The FCC has not yet acted to implement other portions of the WRC 15 final acts. The league said that 14 years of amateur radio experience using the five discrete 5 megahertz channels have shown that hams can get along well with primary users at 5 megahertz while complying with the regulations established for their use. In recent years, amateur radio has cooperated with federal users such as FEMA in conducting communication interoperability exercises.
Online, via podcast, and on repeaters throughout North America, you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
Now with this week's satellite update, here is Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Here's a heads up to put on your calendar. Looking for a new grid, like Gulf November 16 on satellite? That happens to also be a new one for many hams on satellite. Eric KV1J will be operating as FP stroke KV1J from about July 4th through the 18th. He will participate in the IARU HF contest as well as the North America CUSO party for RIDI. When he is not working the contest, he will give the satellites a go for everyone. QSL Direct with return postage. He will load to LOTW almost every night. Six CubeSats, all carrying amateur packages, were launched from the ISS on January 16th. They are ITF-2, WASEDA SAT-3, AOBA VELOX-3, TU-POD, and Tancredo. AOBA VELOX-3 and ITF-2 were both heard shortly after deployment, thanks to Masahiro JN1-GKZ for this story. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
Ulrich Rohde, N1UL of Synergy Microwave Corporation, was invited to deliver the 6th Sir J.C. Bose Memorial Lecture at the IEEE Hyderabad section on December 2nd in Hyderabad, India. Rohde's talk was Next Generation Networks, Software-Defined Radio, Emerging Trends. While working under a U.S. Department of Defense contract at RCA in 1982, Rohde's department developed the first software-defined radio. Rohde was among the first to present publicly on this topic with his February 1984 talk, Digital HF Radio, A Sampling of Techniques, at the 3rd International Conference on HF Communication Systems and Techniques in London. The Hyderabad lecture's namesake, Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose, was a Bengali scientist who lived in British India in the late 19th and early 20th centuries and was an expert in math, physics, biology, and archaeology. Bose pioneered the investigation of radio and microwave optics, contributed significantly to plant science, and laid the foundations of experimental science. Much of Bose's original scientific work was in the area of microwaves. He produced extremely short radio waves and was the first to use a semiconductor junction to detect radio waves. Bose's research on the response of tissues to microwaves and other stimuli led to many scientific findings in that field, and the IEEE named him one of the fathers of radio science. A link to slides used in Rohde's presentation is available on the ARRL website. Meteor Scatter is the topic of the latest episode of the ARRL The Doctor Is In podcast. Sponsored by DX Engineering, ARRL The Doctor Is In is an informative discussion of all things technical. Listen on your computer, tablet, or smartphone, whenever and wherever you like. Every 2 weeks, your host, QST Editor-in-Chief Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and the doctor himself, Joel Hallis, W1ZR, will discuss a broad range of technical topics. You can also email your questions to doctor@arrl.org, and the doctor may answer them in a future podcast. Enjoy ARRL The Doctor Is In on Apple iTunes or by using your iPhone or iPad podcast app. You can also listen online at Blueberry and through the free Stitcher app for iOS, Kindle, or Android devices. A controversy has erupted on New York's Long Island, where the owner of the Islandia Marriott, soon to become a casino, wants two amateur radio repeaters and antennas removed from the roof of the hotel that's been their home for nearly 30 years. Town of Babylon Area's emergency coordinator and RACI's radio officer John Melfi, W2HCB, said removing the repeaters would severely hamper the ability of Long Island radio amateurs to support communication in the event of a disaster or emergency. People don't understand what repeaters mean to the community, Melfi told ARRL. An ARRL Hudson Division Assistant Director, Melfi is also the president of the Great South Bay Amateur Radio Club, and club members pressed the two repeaters into service a year ago after a major snowstorm shut down Greater New York City. The club said removing them will be a devastating blow to amateur radio emergency communications. Both are affiliated with the Great South Bay Amateur Radio Club. Melfi said that Waterman had an agreement in place with the hotel to use the site. The hotel's new owner, Delaware North, has expressed concerns about safety and security at the casino and said it wants the equipment off the hotel roof sooner rather than later. Melfi said it would be almost impossible to find another comparable location and that, in any event, relocating the repeaters would prove costly and difficult. The equipment is expected to be moved in February, but the club has begun an online petition drive that has already collected some 350 signatures. Melfi told ARRL that he's hoping that the Great South Bay Amateur Radio Club and Delaware North will be able to reach a formal memorandum of understanding that spells out access guidelines so the repeater and antenna can remain in place atop the soon-to-be casino. In a statement, Delaware North told Long Island News 12, "We are not aware of any agreement that the previous hotel owner had in place to allow the antenna to be housed on the property, and we will no longer permit the use of the equipment or access to the roof. The area needs to be secure due to safety and security concerns, so we have taken steps to limit access. We asked the leader of the amateur radio group who approached us to find another location for the antenna, and we offered our assistance in moving the equipment." And finally, Hamvention is ready to deal with the anticipated heavy traffic flow when the event opens on May 19th at its new location, the Greene County Fairgrounds and Expo Center in Xenia, Ohio. Mike Calter, WHCI, said the all-volunteer Hamvention organizers have turned to professionals to address this aspect of the event. Calter, who is treasurer of the sponsoring Dayton Amateur Radio Association, was interviewed last week by DX Engineering's Tim Duffy, K3LR. "We recognized that we needed to reach out to a professional engineering firm that does this all over the country to help us work with the local government officials so that we can have a good, solid plan to keep people flowing in," Calter told Duffy. Calter said arrangements have been made to have staging areas for those needing to either offload or load equipment from the indoor exhibit areas or the flea market. He also pointed out that on-site parking would be free and that no one will have to park in the mud. Calter said areas set aside for parking are well-drained, and he doesn't anticipate any problems, even if it rains during Hamvention. That goes for the flea market area as well, he said, noting that the arena infield area is used for events in good and bad weather alike. Calter said Hamvention expects to be able to post the plan for flea market spaces on its website soon. The layout for indoor vendor and exhibitor booths is already available on the Hamvention website. Calter said that if everyone who attended Hamvention 2016 at Hera Arena shows up again this year, they will find plenty of room at the new venue. Maps are available on the website. Reflecting its new venue, Hamvention, Same Friends, New Home will be the theme for the 2017 event. Last summer's closure of Hera Arena forced the move to the new location more than 20 miles to the southeast. Complete information is available at www.hamvention.org. That concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or a comment about audio news, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright 2017 ARRL. All rights reserved. Until next week, I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X73, and thanks for listening.